My name is Christian Winter, saxophone player. My first time in New Orleans was actually when I was 14. Came here with my dad and, you know, just checked out the music. And, you know, I came to New Orleans in 1997. I was looking at different schools in the States, trying to decide to go if I was to go to New York or New Orleans. And I had been to New Orleans before when I was a kid. I always wanted to be a jazz player, jazz musician. So I ended up choosing to go to New Orleans and studied at University of New Orleans for a while. And, you know, just started playing around town and was really liking the scene.
Christian Winter moved to New Orleans from Denmark 16 years ago. Since then, he's established himself as one of the city's best reed players on saxophone and clarinet. Apart from his multiple recordings on the Steeplechase label, Winter plays regularly with many of New Orleans' best modern and traditional jazz musicians. People like Shannon Powell, Herlin Riley, Wendell Brunius, Kermit Ruffins, Topsy Chapman, Don Vappy, and many others. His latest record is a series of duets with pianist Richard D. Johnson, straightforwardly entitled Two People.
Richard Johnson, I guess back in 2004 probably, I was doing a tour in Denmark and I was bringing my quartet over there. And I gave him a call to see if he could make the tour, and he could. So that was the first time we played together. And since then, Richard's played on a couple of my Steeplechase CDs, you know, so we just kind of been playing a lot over the years.
Yeah. What was it that attracted you to Richard's style? What made you think he'd be a good a partner for a duet record?
I guess I'd heard Richard play with Winton, and you know, I just liked his playing, so that was kind of what brought that about. We called the band Two People.
Pretty straightforward.
Yep. The concept behind that is focusing on different composers and trying to play the music of different composers in the jazz tradition. And the first composer we chose was Billy Strayhorn.
This record is entirely Billy Strayhorn compositions. For people who aren't familiar with his work, could you say something about him?
Well, Billy Strayhorn, I guess you know, a lot of people see him as Duke Ellington's sidekick. I guess they wrote a bunch of stuff together, really, and he was there to play piano with the band, and I guess really Duke's right-hand man. And obviously, I guess he was classically trained and a marvelous composer, and so he definitely wrote some great stuff.
What are the songs of his that people are likely to have heard of?
He wrote Take the A-Train, which is
Take the A-Train,
well-known.
Yeah.
And some of my favorites are, you know, Blood Count, Beautiful mm-hmm. Ballad, A Flower Is a Lovesome Thing, another great ballad.
Yeah. There's a song on here called UMMG. What does that stand for?
That's Upper Manhattan Medical Group. That's one of Strayhorn's famous songs. I guess he, at that point in his life, he was very sick, and he got, I guess, an intimate knowledge of the medical system in New York, and that might be where Blood Count comes from as well.
Yeah. This is the first record you've done in a duet setting, right?
Yeah, it's pretty new for me. You know, I haven't done a whole lot of it over the years. Just, you know, mostly played in quartets and quintets and what have you.
How does that change your approach to the music?
It's a whole nother concept of playing. You know, it's very intimate. You hear everything. You don't have bass or drums to cover it up, and in that sense, you're really free to kind of go in a lot of different directions.
And you're not just a modern player. You play with a lot of more traditional musicians around town, people like Kermit Ruffins. How did you get involved in that scene?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what New Orleans is great for. You know, you get to experience so much different stuff, and that's been great for me as well. You know, all these people, you know, sharing their stuff with me and allowing me to play in their bands and learn a bunch of stuff from that. You know, Shannon Powell, Wendell Brunius, like you said, Kermit. And
was New Orleans jazz something you had played before you came here in Denmark?
Actually, I kind of grew up playing traditional jazz
in
Denmark, or, you know, at least the Danish version of it, you know, so it's...
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I knew kind of, I always listened to the... I grew up listening to Louis Armstrong and traditional jazz. So the style wasn't foreign to me.
Yeah. But what do you get out of playing that style? What draws you to it?
Well, I mean, you know, that's, to me, people like Shannon, Herlin Riley, and all these cats, they're, you know, the essence of traditional New Orleans music, and you know, it's just all there, and the sounds of New Orleans, everything is in there. You know, you get some touches of New Orleans R&B and the traditional stuff, some modern stuff, you know, kind of mixed in there. So I like that mix of things, you know. To me, it's like they all have something different to offer, you know, playing a playing a gig with Shannon or playing with Wendell Brunius or Therese Clark or Topsy Chapman. You know, it's all something different that kind of takes place on stage, and I enjoy trying to fit in to whatever's going on when I'm there as a side man. It's always special for me trying to, you know, be a part of somebody else's music, and versus when I do my own stuff and I'm the band leader and I you know, focus on what I do.
Yeah. You don't just play the saxophone, you double on clarinet as well.
Yep.
Which one did you play first?
I started out on clarinet, actually. That was my
first
instrument. And then I picked up the saxophone, and the saxophone kind of took over in my studies, just focusing on modern jazz, basically, until I came to New Orleans, and that kind of brought the clarinet back out.
Yeah, yeah. Was that part of the appeal of New Orleans at all, that you got to play the clarinet so much here?
Well, maybe not initially. But you know, it's been great, you know, getting back into it and playing the clarinet as well. You know, I enjoy that.
Yeah. Why do you think you don't hear it as much in modern jazz?
That's a good question. It seems to me like the sound of it just kind of, it fits in the earlier jazz styles, you know, like in traditional jazz and swing, you know, it just has that warm sound, and it just sounds particularly good in that kind of style, as opposed to maybe super modern jazz where, you know, maybe the saxophone is a, you know, it's a better sound for that, I guess.
Do you have a favorite number that you guys do on the record?
One of my favorites are probably Johnny Come Lately on the CD. That track turned out nice. One of those free-flowing things in the studio where, you know, it just came out off real nice, and it swings great. So definitely one of my favorites. And then there's Take the A-Train. James Westfall, the vibraphone player, did a nice arrangement for that we played on the CD. So that turned out real nice.
What's being a professional musician like for you in New Orleans as compared to other cities that you've lived in, as far as the ease of finding work and the ability to make money?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a lot of work in New Orleans, you know. But then again, there's a lot of cats making a living doing it, so, you know, it kind of evens itself out, I guess. But as far as pay scale, it seems to be, you know, kind of the same wherever you go, you know, whether it's New York or Europe. I mean, unless you do tours and some festivals in Europe where the money is obviously a lot better.
Do you ever think about moving somewhere else or going back to Europe, or is New Orleans pretty much your home at this point?
Yeah, it's my home, and, you know, I love New Orleans, and it's a great place, and I, you know, love the scene here.
Well, the record's called Two People.
Yep.
Christian Winter and Richard D. Johnson, the music of Billy Strayhorn.
And check out twopeople.org.
Yeah.
That's our website.
Well, Christian, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.